Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And that's one of the things that's very difficult about the coronavirus is that it's new. And so we keep learning more and more about it. The CDC is no different. And in the beginning, they didn't have the facts and information that they have today. And now, without debate or question, all medical experts in the CDC say that wearing a mask can dramatically, up to 80%, reduce the spread of COVID-19. And that's the point I've wanted people to understand. If we simply make this minor intrusion of wearing a face covering or mask in public, we can live a more normalized existence during COVID. We can go into businesses. We can go to our church worships. We can do these things as we used to do if we simply all agree to wear a face covering in public. We can have the life we desire.
What is it about face masks that so many people are so passionate that they do not want to wear it, that they think they're having their rights infringed?
Well, I can't explain it, because the reality of it is not wearing a face mask is an infringement on rights. Not wearing a face mask is where you will see restrictions on our freedoms and our liberties. That's what makes no sense. It's a very illogical perspective, but they are literally creating infringement on freedom and liberty by not wearing a mask, because it will do what just happened in Arizona. They closed down more businesses in Arizona because of the rising number of cases. We don't want that in Texas. We don't want to restrict freedoms and prosperity and economic improvement in Texas. We don't want to slow that down. We don't want to change that. And there's a solution, and it's called wearing a face covering in public. And that solution also provides you greater freedom and greater liberty and greater economic prosperity. I don't know how anyone could be against that.
And the governor had to go back to closing bars again and reduce restaurant capacities to 50%. Is Texas possibly looking at other restrictions if these numbers keep going up like they are?
Well, Texas won't have a choice if the numbers keep going up. I mean, it's not an option. Look at what's happening in other states. As the numbers have risen beyond what Texas has seen rise, they've had to make further restrictions. Again, Texans are in control. And it's a simple issue. If we simply wear a face covering in public, we don't have to talk about further restrictions to freedom and liberty. That's what we're trying to avoid, and I don't understand the unwillingness.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.